This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B-Mitch live, Half Street, Centerfield Gate, Nats Park. It is opening day, and hope springs eternal. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, but I hope spring shows up.
Dog, it's cold as hell.
You hope spring's eternal. I hope spring shows up. Hell, the winter, you have worn out your... You've worn out your welcome, and you need to move on.
Here's what I can tell you is we are broadcasting live outside of Tap 99. I was able to get here on time. Brian was able to get here on time.
And shout out
to Jeff Walker for joining us. We appreciate you, Jeff.
He lived around the corner.
If you are looking to come to opening day, it can get started right now. Tap 99 is open as of 10 a.m. They got beer. They got food. Hopefully the weather warms up. Amelia Draper, NBC4 meteorologist, is going to join us at 10:45.
Yeah, Amelia, tell us where spring is.
Amelia, we need some good news. I need local. I can't hear Brian, please. We're working through it all. I want to be excited about today. It is opening day, and the Maryland Terrapins play tonight, 7:39 to be precise, in the Sweet 16. It's their first Sweet 16 in a decade, and this should be the best Nats team we've seen since the Soto trade. You got Cruz up, Wood. We're going to talk to Kevin Francis. We're going to talk to Bob Carpenter. We're going to talk to Johnny Holiday. But, Brian, I got some S to get off my chest.
Go for it.
Thursday is Bleep You Thursday.
You starting early?
Yo, I am pissed, dude.
Why?
I have been holding back, and I'm done with it. Kevin Willard could have chosen to keep this all in-house. He didn't. He decided to go nuclear, and that's okay. But clearly, his decision yesterday to finally start deflecting on answers and the reporting from the insiders that suggests he's gone to Villanova, can you just wait? Can you just wait?
Who you want to wait? The reporters?
No, not the reporters.
I mean, he never shut it down early.
Right.
So the question will be asked. So anything that we blame, you go to Kevin Willard.
Hell yeah. That's where I'm at. Dude, here's what I want to tell the good people at Villanova. How does this whole conversation sound if a freshman doesn't bank in a buzzer beater 5 days ago? A freshman banked in a buzzer beater, and all of a sudden they're the talk of the town. What if that rims out?
But they were talking before that, Jay.
B, my man's been coaching 20 years.
If
he's got this sort of fight over who gets to have him, he must have Final Fours on his resume, right?
Nah, he don't have to have Final Fours.
No, then multiple Sweet 16s.
Nah,
at least five of them.
Because
he's got the whole damn East Coast fighting over this guy. Of course, everybody. He must have this incredible resume.
Hold on, Jay.
How many Sweet 16s does he have, Brian?
Hold on.
One.
Hold
and it's geographic luck. He's got Derek Queen. He's from Baltimore and wanted to stay in Maryland.
But
the kid wanted to stay in Maryland.
If Derek Queen doesn't score, nobody gives a damn where Kevin Willis is going. You don't care.
Right.
So it's
leverage everything, Brian.
Hey.
God bless him. It's opening freaking day. We got balloons blowing in our face. It's 35 degrees wind chill out here. What a celebration of sports.
Hey, I told y'all last
what
week.
What a snake.
Everybody was trying to blame everybody else for it. Kevin knew what he was doing.
Hell yeah, he did.
But it's
this
about,
is the game. It's a dirty game. I get it.
Game of basketball now is.
He did this
whether
same
you're a
thing
player,
to Steve Hall. Like,
whether you're a player or a coach. Somebody's coming for you.
Dog.
And money talks. BS walks.
Listen, man. The University of Maryland has a lot of good people working in and around that athletic department. I know them. The leadership of the University of Maryland is incompetent and has been for some time. They're indecisive. You know how they act? They act like the Bengals handled Jamar Chase at T. Higgins.
Uh-huh.
If you just do it right the first time, you don't have to chase it in eternity. And all they do is chase because you have incompetent leadership. All right? And I hope everybody in College Park hears me. I'm going to be live out there all afternoon for NBC4.
Come holler at me.
I'm available.
The people over there have to realize one thing. Stop poo-pooing on athletics because athletics runs a lot of colleges right now. But Maryland has been always trying to act like they were some portion of what is the group of schools up there?
The
Ivy
League. Yeah.
They are not.
No.
Okay, but they have a lot. They have a lot of athletics.
Shout out to this lady that just pulled up.
That
and
was
said,
me.
Hey, B-Mitch, do you know where the parking garage is?
They have some athletics out there. They need to push your athletics. Also push your academics. But you are not an Ivy League school. And stop trying to act like it. They have done that for, what was it, Child?
They
what,
did
what
it to name? Garrett.
It's been going on for years there, and they need to catch up with everybody else. If the Dukes of the world give a damn about sports, if the Ivy League give a damn about sports, they need to give a damn too. The
University of Michigan cares about sports.
Yes.
Like
they all do.
Listen,
they have done it for a long time, and it's about time people, if you can't find somebody who has some lean towards it. I remember when I was in college, Dr. Audemars, he was our president. He was at damn near every practice.
If you start here, I have a friend that went to Seton Hall. For those that are uninformed, Kevin Willard was the head coach at Seton Hall before he came to Maryland. He never made a Sweet 16 at Seton Hall, just so everybody knows. Oh, and last year they were under 500, and you got the Holy Coast fighting over this dude. God bless you and your agents and your representatives, sir. Get the cash. I'm not mad.
Get your money, son.
But, like, let's stop acting like John Wooden is reincarnated here. A dear friend of mine went to Seton Hall and explained he did this same thing at Seton Hall. We played TCU in San Diego, and they got the bleep kicked out of them, and right after the game he said, I hope Shaheen gets the job. Before he even left, meaning he already had the deal with the Terps prior to heading to the tournament with Seton Hall. Again, I'm not mad at you, but Brian, I think of an analogy. If you start dating a girl while she's dating somebody else, and then she starts cheating on you, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
That's the kind of chick you're rolling with.
But that's it.
Like,
see, Maryland was on the other side at first, though, Jay.
Sure were. And you think because you're the bigger school or whatever, like,
it
there's always something else.
It will never happen
there's
to me.
There's always something else. And I just maybe he sticks around, and I look like a jerk for these comments. I want to be clear. I'm not mad at you, Coach. I don't think you've handled it the right way. I would have loved to see you allow this team not to be distracted. And anybody, please, that tells me at this point the team's not distracted, please go back under your rock. You're incredibly naive. I think the organization, it doesn't help that there's no athletic director to try to smooth it all over. He just left. He went to Dallas for more cash and a football-obsessed alumni base. Football dictates everything. You go to Villanova, basketball's number one. But you know what else is going to happen to Villanova, B?
Pressure. Yeah.
And you know, like, I don't know this. I don't know what is true, right? But you go to University of Maryland, and there's a statue of Lefty Driesell, and you play on Gary Williams Court. There's pressure there,
yeah.
Right? Do you know what Jay Wright did at Villanova in the last 10 years? You're not going to get up there to the main line of Philadelphia where everybody's rich and is throwing money
and
around.
In Philly, they won't mind saying something to him.
You don't get to go up there and complain, oh, the administration didn't give me what I wanted. Oh, boo freaking who. I couldn't stay in New York City for Christmas. I didn't get to go to FAO Schwartz like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone 2. You better win, dog. You better win. And for the University of Maryland, I don't want to hear how we're screwed. For all the fans that are telling me the sky is falling, hell, maybe Willard stays. Who knows? Maybe Derek Queen comes back for a second year. We all want to live in naive land. But you know what VCU does? They just keep finding good-ass coaches.
There you go.
You know what Michigan did? They had to turn it over a few different times. Then they found this dude, Dusty May. They got him from Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Great athletic programs find great coaches. Like,
totally.
Stop telling me it's impossible. Nothing can possibly
happen.
Nothing's
possible. You see teams lose coaches and find a new one every year. Maybe if they just change their mindset and back the hell up a little bit, then all of a sudden you will find out that people will want to come to your school too on a consistent basis.
Dog, and the fact that this is all happening – in, I don't know, 10 to 12, 9 hours, 9.5 hours. Doug,
we'll be talking baseball shortly.
Kevin France is going to join us.
Let us handle this show. We know how to do this.
Yo,
we will do it shortly.
Do something here.
Move on, dog. Before I tell you how to get out of my damn face.
We're getting chirped at 10 a.m. No.
You have to.
You just said it to that dude.
Yeah, but he getting on my nerves. I'm about to smack him.
I'm gonna stop. I feel like I've said a lot this morning. I'm really excited to talk to Johnny Holiday at noon about how the Maryland basketball team beats the Florida basketball team. I thought it was really telling yesterday that Maryland head coach Kevin Willard, when asked yet again about the NIL and how he's going to change the program and what he wants and if he feels like he's being funded enough, he decided to finally talk basketball. He talked about this guard Florida has, Clayton, that can shoot from anywhere and is lethal. How he likes to drive with his left hand. So tonight we get to watch a basketball game. The worst part of this for me, Brian, is I'm having PTSD to the Snyder era, where it's like, you know, they got a game, but the game is the sideshow to the real show, which is, you know, palace intrigue, drama, backstabbing.
Yeah.
The emperor has no clothes. And I don't think the Maryland administration, I don't know who's in charge of hiring these people. Obviously, they all just pay for search committees, so nobody actually has to be responsible for any of the missteps that just continuously happen. I'd love if somebody, what was my man, Lanville, you'll know. Who said the buck stops here? Was that Eisenhower or Truman? Either way, one of those Truman, thank you. Harry Truman said the buck stops here.
I was born in, I should know.
Like, somebody over there, be a leader. Say, I'm making these decisions. We're going to make this better. We can withstand this. I don't expect that because they're all cowards, but I'd love if that would happen. And I'm available. Call the radio station. They'll give you my number. I will speak to any of you, on or off record.
They're not going to do it on record.
They're not going to do it off either.
They're not going to do it on record.
Good
They're
luck.
Not going to do it off because they know you're bringing on record. That's how it happens.
B, if I may, you know I get a lot of stuff off record that never gets to air.
Mm-hmm.
When I have a real conversation. Now, if it's Jeff talking about farting on the Metro, that's coming on air, okay? But if it's a real conversation, there's a reason I have built my career, is all I'll say. How are you, man? What'd you do last night?
I chilled. I finished tax stuff. I signed a tour.
You do them yourself?
No, I just get all the stuff together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what
signed,
is this?
I signed two.
I feel like the University of Maryland just sent a van to abscond me.
I signed 250 cards for Panini, sent them back to them.
There you go.
Did that in about an hour.
What are those cards running for? Should we look them up?
I couldn't tell you.
There's
a new set. I don't know.
Just what is out there right now. Signed B. Mitch Panini card. Panini. There we go.
If it ain't out there yet, then probably
looks
know
like $40.
Hey, the ones I put out there, this is brand new.
But maybe this joint's not signed. That's also an Eagle. You think Eagles ones or
I don't,
Skins ones?
I don't know. Listen, bro, I pay about as much attention to card worth as I do social media.
Well, here's a card worth you should pay attention to.
What?
Something seems incredibly flawed. We live in a universe where a man with a lone Sweet 16 appearance has the whole East Coast fighting over him. Maybe it all makes sense because eggs are $15 a dozen, and a Mitch Trubisky signed autograph card costs $550.
As a rookie card, must be.
Who cares?
Hey, that doesn't make a difference.
How does that? How does that translate?
But this is that card world is about this. Just like rappers, when they get arrested, people buy their music. If they die, they become more popular. Am I right? So negativity brings as much value as positivity a lot of times. It's just how the world works. Because you know why? Because we can sit up here and pay people for just going up and down the street doing something rather stupid. Pay them more money than we do teachers.
Doug.
Influences. Influencing what? Stupidity?
I heard this on a podcast, I think. At what point does the world have too many influencers that there aren't enough people to be influenced? Like, if everybody's an influencer, how many people are left to be influenced? Like Jeff is famous. Jeff's playing in an All-Star game. Right? Jeff, when's your hoops game? Next weekend or something. April 26th, my guy Jeff Walker's in a celebrity All-Star
Jeff's
game.
Jeff's a baller.
Yo, I'm just saying. He's in music
but
videos.
But the thing of it is, like, listen, man.
At what point does the scale just
it
tip
just shows
and the whole thing topples
that,
over?
That there was a point in time where we cared about being at a certain level. Now all we care about is how can you make me some money? That's the whole way it works. That's all it goes to now.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's life.
Yeah, terrific. I would love, you know what, Mitch Trubisky, God bless you. The person that's paying $550 on eBay.
That's why it's still on eBay.
For your autographed card. Well, B, I was thinking about this, though. Like, I'm making fun of this. I know a young man that spent, I believe, $700 for a Patrick Corbin signed jersey.
I know him too.
Jersey.
We work with him.
Yeah.
I just leave it at that.
He's got his own Nats podcast. He's clearly a Nats expert. He paid $700 for a Patrick Corbin jersey. Shout out to Ryan the Stallion.
That cat's not that smart. That's all that means.
I believe the phrase is dumb as a brick. But at least now he's good looking and has nice hair.
Dumb as a sack of rocks. There we go.
Let's say good morning to everybody. Jeff is here. No mic yet. Good morning, Jeff. He gave an approving head nod. Good morning, Lamphill. How do you do? We came out a little hot this morning. Blame B. Mitch.
I didn't do anything.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, that, wow. That speaker's going to be great.
Hello.
I don't think you want to play that one because JB going to wake up the whole damn neighborhood.
Yo, if that speaker was on when the show started, we would have gotten a noise ordinance complaint.
Oh, my Lord.
Lamphill, I'm going to get into that zone when we come out of this next break, all right?
Yeah.
But, Lamphill, you have a PhD in BSology. You understand the nonsense the world, sadly, is run by. What do you make of this Kevin Willard, Maryland, Villanova situation?
Kevin Willard seems like kind of a tool. I think it's pretty clear that he's at least trying to get that Villanova job. Whether or not it happens, I guess, remains to be seen. I think, you know, if you're leaving when the tournament's done for Maryland, you could at least have the decency to come out and say, yeah, I'm taking the Villanova job whenever we're done here, but we're going to work on winning these games as long as I'm still here with the Terps. You could just do that. That would be really easy. And I'm sure some people would be upset, but you made way more people way more pissed off. Because now, I mean, the serious question is, do Terps fans even want this guy to stay around?
But yesterday, when he made the comments on Kevin's show, where for now,
right?
You when know he said, "I'm here for now." So when a person can't tell you when you're under contract in the NCAAs, if you can't say yes, I'm here. But he said, "I'm here for now." That right. Left him wiggle room. Come on, man. People normally give you exactly what you're looking for based on how they answer stuff. If they can't just say yes straight up without having something added to it, or no without something added to it, then they're lying, point blank.
Yeah, I think Landfill's right. I think Will Wade is a guy that was coaching at VCU, got the LSU job, got in a bunch of trouble for paying players. Fast forward.
Now that's legal.
Fast forward a couple years, you're allowed to pay players. Will Wade got the NC State job, right?
Yeah.
Now he was coaching at McNeese State, gets them, you know, they beat Clemson, knock out one of White Bryan's Final Four teams, I believe. And throughout, though, when Will Wade was answering questions, he was pretty honest. He's like, I love these kids. I love this season. I'm not so sure about the future. You can kind of tell the truth, man.
Jeff, like, you get the Diet Coke. I gave him the hug.
You can tell the truth. And or if you don't want to tell the truth, you can, yesterday he got asked again about it, and he decided not to answer. Yesterday he decided to deflect. And him deflecting yesterday after 2 weeks of saying everything, of spilling all the tea, made it clear somebody's giving him everything he wants in writing, and he's taking the job.
Got it.
And it just became so obvious. I just there's a way to handle stuff. Even my first job out of college, I was an insurance salesman. And my boss, this dude, Mike Colley, he said, whenever you got bad news, give it to him straight. Give it to him right away. Mm-hmm. Just treat people like humans, man. Like intelligent adults. All right. It is Nats opening day. We got Nats fans out here. That jacket is fresh.
I like it.
When we come back, Kevin France in Masson Sports joins the program.